Hello, it's Matthias.
Hello. Hello. Hi, Matthias.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, my name is Gautam, and actually we talked on email that regarding the discussion on NDT.
Yeah, that's right.
So Matthew, my name is Gautam, and I'm calling from BIS Research. So actually we are a research company, and we do like market research on the technological trends that are currently dominating the market. And the agenda of this call will be like to discuss about like market dynamics and the technological trends that are influencing the non-destructive testing services. So this is from my side. So like, can you introduce yourself and like your role in your company?
Yeah, I'm a senior MDT engineer. I'm working with some development, some software and hardware like scanners and stuff for ultrasonic inspection, mostly phased array and TOFT.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And Matt, does your company offer other testing methods like besides ultrasonic?
Yeah, we do, but ultrasonic is the main focus area. But we do offer all the other conventional NDT methods like visual and magnetic and penetrant and all those, and X-ray as well.
X-ray also. Okay. And now I have to like validate my key findings of my research. So I would ask you, like, we observed that there are three major end users for my report, and one is aviation, defense, and space. So like, according to you, which is currently the major end user for entity services?
Okay. Sorry, what was the question?
We have observed that among aviation, defense, and space, the major end users are aviation and defense. So like, what's your take on this statement?
I don't know, I never worked with aviation or defense at all, so we're mostly working for offshore oil and gas or renewable energy sector, so it's more for the energy sector.
Okay. So,
My
yeah.
yeah, in my opinion, it's airspace and defense is a small part of the entity community.
Okay, Matthias. And so like if and like what are the advanced UT methods like you like your company offer? Like UT is conventional, so what are advanced versions of it?
Yeah, the advanced methods are phased array, UT, and TOFT, and the undergroups for phased array, that's TFM and FMC and PCW, PCI, coherence detection methods, but. Yeah, mostly automated UT conventional or phased array or TOFT. That's the main areas we work with.
Okay,
But
and so
everything
like,
is remote controlled with the robots.
okay, got it. Yeah, and so like, what are the challenges that are being faced by in entity methods, like specifically like your area in UT method?
What's the challenge for the for methods or
challenge for
queries?
methods, yeah.
Well, I don't know if there is any big challenges, but one thing is that one type of inspection doesn't cover everything, so you always have to be complementary with use more than one method, usually to do a 100% inspection. And that's I think that's the hardest thing for customers to understand, that you can't only do UT to examine a well there for 100%, for example, but you need to use visual testing or magnetic particle testing as well as UT, for example, or X-ray. So you do need to do more than one method to have a full inspection.
So basically you are saying like for a component or part to be tested, basically not only one method, so you need like more than one method to test. And is it a like a challenge, like am I like I am doing for the aerospace and defense sector, so like I have mentioned a challenge in my report, like limitation in testing large and complex structure.
Yeah, I
So
mean,
like
yeah,
what are
of
your take?
course, if you have a complex structure, you have to do a complex simulations and have complex software to do the inspection. Otherwise, you don't know what you're doing. So you have to do simulations in, for example, SIVA before you do the inspection, and you have to have CAD drawings and maybe a 3D post-processing software to do a complex geometry.
Okay, so
So
like
that's
I'm
a
curious
challenge.
to,
So
yeah, you can say that. Hello, you were saying something else? Okay.
no, I wasn't
Okay,
saying
okay.
anything.
Yeah. So like as you said that complex structure is a challenge. So like is there like skilled labor for this to like for these entity methods? Because I guess like you need a skilled labor to like spot the challenge or spot the defects and all such complex like
Yeah,
complex structures.
no, it's not a lot of skilled laborers in that field. That's another challenge, that usually you have a good inspector that's good with the equipment, or you have a good engineer that's just in the office and doing maybe the research before the job. But often you don't find one person that does both of them. And yeah, so it's a challenge to have people that can do the whole thing. But it is getting easier and easier to do it with the new softwares and stuff. But still, it's a little bit too complex for most inspectors. But yeah, it's not easy to get hold of good personnel.
Okay, got it. And so like if I talk about main like other method like the radiography method, so can you give me just a take on that like which kind of methods are like more advanced? Like is it CR computer radiography or like digital radiography, if you have any idea of that?
I haven't worked with radiographic for a long time, and when I did it, was just analog films, and it was before the digital radiographic was accepted in the industry. So I don't really have any good take on it because I'm not that informed.
Okay, no problem. So like if you actually if I ask just a basic like the overview of that like is there any difference like if we do if we have a part and we do like the radiographic testing of that, so is another method there to replace that method, or like radiographic will be like on in like on its own, a unique method.
If you're able to replace radiographic, or what?
With other imagery method, is it possible?
In many cases, I would say yes. I mean, there probably is some cases where you can't do it, but in many cases, you can replace X-ray with ultrasonic, for example, and you can get almost the same images from it nowadays with the more advanced softwares. So phased array is a good start to replace X-ray on welds and stuff like that. But some materials are harder to examine with ultrasonic. So it depends on the material, but I would say yes, in many cases you can replace radiographic with ultrasonic testing, for example, or pulse eddy current array.
So like if so like from all the methods like all the conventional entity methods which one are the like the more like more common like there are I guess 10 to 12 methods, so like which one are like more common if I ask
Well,
3 to 4 entity methods that.
It depends on the sector you're working with. I mean, if you're working in the car industry, for example, you probably do a lot of penetrant testing and visual inspections. And if you work in the oil and gas industry, you do a lot of everything, but a lot of visual and ultrasonic thickness measurements. And if you work in aerospace and defense, for example, you probably do a lot of ultrasonic, I would believe. I'm not really, haven't worked in that sector, but probably X-ray as well. So it depends on the sector you're working in.
And my last question would be like how much frequent does it require for like if I ask about like aviation, if you have any like idea so how frequent does it require to maintain this like do NDT methods to check.
How we can have to do it according to the codes, or just to keep your knowledge with the energy field, because you have codes that regulates how often.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Your voice was breaking in between, so you were saying
I mean,
after code, I didn't.
you have the standard and codes that covers how often you're gonna do the inspection, on different parts, but and you also have a code that says something about how much you need to work with NDT within a month or within a year to keep your certificates, for example. So everything should be written down in a standard or in a code.
Okay. Yeah, I think my all questions were answered, and thank you for giving your time and your valuable insights.
Yeah,
So
no.
if you have any feedback or any question, you can ask.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Same to you. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.